It's Tuesday, the 20th of August. Goodness grief. Almost 3 weeks of August gone already. It's a right grey start this morning. And cool. Temperatures definitely dipping. It's not cold, but it is a wee bit just too cool for t-shirt. Well, at least at this time in the morning. Maybe like yesterday morning, it'll warm up as the day goes on. No sun at all. Hiding away behind its big duvet of grey cloud. Actually a wee bit like me this morning, hiding away below the duvet and not wanting to come out. How can I fault the sun when I didn't want to get out and show my face this morning? Oh, but then again, that's much the case most mornings. Doesn't make a hell of a difference in your life, you know, when you've got something to get up for. You know, something that's doesn't need to be exciting, but something that you're happy to wake up to in the morning and be planning ahead. You know what I mean? Maybe birdies are back. Thank the Lord for that. Funny, just as I said that, they flew off. Little buggers. Yeah, but it's definitely, I said this yesterday, autumnal feeling. It is most definitely autumn. And I notice I've lost a small standard Acer. It's a lovely wee thing. I don't know why it's died. Everything else around about it seems to be doing well, so who knows? It's like everything else in life. You can never explain certain things. Like you buy a plant and you put it in your garden and you've got to nurse it and tend to it. You know, it'd be a bit like roses. You're never away from nursing it through its life. Then you get another plant, you stick it in the garden, and it just absolutely thrives. I like the ones that just thrive. I like the ones you have to hack back. No spraying with pesticides. Well, I don't use pesticides anyway, to be honest. I haven't used them for years. Not even snail pellets, slug pellets. But it is nice when you just go, okay, I'm getting the shears to you, and I know you'll come back again. Yeah, I like that kind of plant. A survivor in this world. Determined not to let go. Ways that could be mimicked in our world. Some are fragile wee flowers from the day they're born. Some are just robust, stand on their own two feet from about a month old and just hit the world head on. And they're like that all their life. Bigger than life, as they say. Big and bold. Brash. And then everything in between. I have an older sister like that. Stays down in England. She moved down there many a year ago. The turncoat that she was. She's down in Humberside. It sounded more like Dorset, didn't it? Anyway. She's like that. Nothing fazes her at all. Absolutely nothing. She was like that when she was a young girl. In fact, she used to hit guys who were hitting me. She was incredibly popular, mind you. Great outgoing nature. But, yeah. Didn't matter what hit her in life, and she did have a few hardships. Bounced straight back up. I kind of admire her for that, although obviously it was instilled in her from birth. But I kind of wish I had some of that, although I'm no wallflower or little primrose by any means. But I just wish I had some of her. Yeah, in your face attitude at times. Wasn't a bad girl, absolutely, and still isn't. No badness or hatred in her, but don't stand on our toes. It's funny why she should even come into my mind this morning. By association, I guess. Of a tough plant in the garden. I think when our time comes, we'll have to nail the coffin shut. Really. I can picture her tearing the lid off again, saying, "I'm not bloody ready yet."